Drawing circles. What's an island but a circle we draw around some part of the world? A line of difference, of demarcation, separating that which is inside from that which is out. It all begins, of course, with an actual physical island, separated by its coastline from the sea. From here, the idea of island proceeds to be transformed in thought, easily and seamlessly, by the miracle of metaphor, into the realm of the more subtle and unseen. Thus we have islands of beauty in an ocean of ugliness, islands of security in a sea of violence, islands of peace and tranquility in a non-stop turbulent flood of data and misinformation. The width of the circle of these metaphorical isles is entirely of our own making. We may carry the circle in our own breast, or it may expand to embrace the entire world or beyond. Imagine for a moment a spaceship full of friendly beings from some unknown outback of the universe, first coming in sight of Earth. They would almost certainly be utterly amazed at our planet's beauty, the striking blue of its seas, the amazing white flow forms of the clouds, of its atmosphere. To them, I'm very sure, it would seem an island paradise, an extraordinary circle of life in a vast ocean of orbiting, waterless, rough rocks. It might do much to attune our own thinking of Earth's unique place in space if we were to draw our own metaphorical circle in much the same way. A new word for sound. Somebody help me here. How are we to describe natural essentials like good air, good soil, good water? And well, here we have a little but serious problem. Good sound. The difference between them. Along a trail through a high cottonwood meadow, horse mint and death camas grow side by side, the one healing herb, the other poison root. Such is the strangeness of the way things are. Sure sign of evil is a dark force of nature, out to do us in. Quite doubtful. More the ever-present possibility as we cross paths with the good and the bad of not knowing the difference between them.